Hello, hello, and welcome back. I'm your host Kerim, and you are listening to Euroneuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting this time live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the traditional, ancestral, and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. This is the sixth episode of Euroneuro, where we are going backwards in recapping the Eurovision Song Contest year by year. This is the first time a regular episode of Euroneuro is being broadcasted live. As you might remember, the Fun Drive special episode of Euroneuro was also broadcasted live from the station. In this episode, we will be talking about Eurovision 2017. This will be our last episode before Eurovision 2023. Exciting! So, before we start talking about Eurovision 2017, let's go through the standing of the participants according to the bets, bookmakers, odds, and other stuff about Eurovision 2023. So let's start with who is projected to win. Every year, the bookmakers make their bets or arrange the odds according to the public view about the announced participants. And all the participants for the Eurovision 2023 have been announced now. And as we have talked about it in our last episode, the Swedish entry, Tattoo by Loreen, the winner of Eurovision 2012, is standing first in the bets with winning chance of 40%. She seems to be having high chances of winning, but I'm not sure, because previously only Johnny Logan in 1980s won the competition twice, and it wasn't back-to-back, just like Loreen. And since then, Lena attempted to win again with her entry in 2011, after her win in 2010, but she failed to do so. That has some political background too, which I will be discussing more in the episode covering Eurovision 2010. And also, Alexander Rybak, Norway's ever-famous winner from Eurovision 2009. He made a comeback 9 years later in 2018, and his song was quite popular before the contest. That's How You Write a Song. It was the name of the song. But although he won his semifinal, he finished his semifinal in the first place, he didn't do as well in the final. And the winner that year was Israel. So, I don't know. Loreen seems to have quite a lot of chance. So, actually, let me check what were the chances of Alexander Rybak when he came back in Eurovision 2018 odds for winning. Actually, the first one, projected winner was Eleni Foureira from Cyprus, who finished as the runner-up that year. And Norway was actually seems to be having 2% of winning chance and standing ninth among 26 entries. But yeah, so he didn't projected as high a chance as Loreen does now. But we will see. To be honest, I don't think the televote will favor Loreen to win for the second time, but who knows? The second most likely to win the competition, according to bookmakers, is Finland, with Ikaria and song, the party metal song Cha-Cha-Cha. The winning chance is said to be 18%. And I haven't listened to the songs, though. I don't listen to Eurovision songs prior to the live performance in order not to be biased by the studio recording. But I would really like Finland to win. Finland has been sending really nice entries lately, and they switched back to sending what they do best, hard rock, metal songs, since Eurovision 2021, yes, with Blind Channel and their song Dark Side. It was a great song, which we listened to the episode covering that year. And this year, it seems to be a much more fun song, not like a dark side. And but as I said, I haven't listened to the song, and I'm really curious to find out. And I really hope Finland will win. I would really like to see that. Their only win came in Eurovision 2006, so it's been quite a while. And the third projected winner is Ukraine. Ukraine again. This is the least likely to happen, I think. Ireland won. Ireland is the most successful country of Eurovision with 7 wins. And if Sweden wins this year with Loreen, they will match the number of wins with Ireland. But since then, I don't remember any back-to-back winners since Ireland did it in 1990. Let me double-check this information. Eurovision winners. List of Eurovision winners. Yeah, I think I would have remembered if in 2000s there was a back-to-back winner. Yes, as far as I can see, the last consecutive winner is Ireland, winning from 1992 to 1994. In 1995, it was interrupted by a wonderful song by Norway called Nocturne by Secret Garden. I'm sure most of you are familiar with the tune. And after that, in 1996, Ireland came back blasting with another win by Eamonn Quinn and the song The Voice. I think this is the best Eurovision song ever, and we will listen to it in the year covering 1996. And that was actually Ireland's last win. Since then, Ireland is unfortunately not doing so well. They sent some good songs, but failed to win. And this year, actually, in this episode covering Eurovision 2017, we will listen to an Irish entry. Before the contest, I happened to have heard the song, and I really thought they were really close to winning this time. This year might be the one, but they didn't even make it to the final, so that was such a disappointing thing. And yeah, so yeah, going back to the standings, Eurovision 2023, among the most likely winners is also Ukraine, the last year's winner. Last year, Kalush Orchestra won, mostly due to the solidarity votes across Europe. And since Ukraine is still not considered a safe place to host the contest, the competition will be held in Liverpool, England. And still, Ukraine, with their entry Heart of Steel by Tvorchi, are among the favorites to win this year. So we will see. I still don't think that it's very likely for people to vote for Ukraine again, but let's find out. So going down on the list, the winning chance is getting lower and lower, but I have been hearing quite a lot about the Spanish entry by Blanca Paloma. They're not very positive feedbacks about the singer. So I really don't know what's going on with the artist and why she's receiving so much negative feedback. I haven't really checked that in detail, but she seems to be having quite a high chance to win the contest, and I don't know, we will find out. So yeah, that should be mostly it for the winning chances for this year's participants. And one thing I want to mention is that it was previously announced this a year that the rest of the world will also be able to vote for the first time in the Eurovision this year. And I saw that the price per vote is announced as 0.99 euros. So you have to pay to vote, and it's announced at 0.99 euros if you are voting from outside of Europe, which accounts to let's see how many Canadian dollars. 1.46 Canadian dollars. So yeah, voting for the Eurovision Song Contest costs 1.46 Canadian dollars this year. So I'm excited to find out. And the Eurovision Song Contest will be held in the second week of May. The first semi-final being on 9th of May, second semi-final being on the 11th of May, and the grand final is on 13th of May at noon Canadian time, all 3 days. And we might have something cooking for the grand final day, but I don't want to give out too much before everything is finalized. So, I think that's all about the Eurovision 2023, the one that's coming up. And let's start talking about the Eurovision 2017, the year that was won by one of the best ballads of Eurovision, which we will hear shortly. As you know, the context of our show, Euroneuro, is about how the political and social entities are influencing the staging, performances, winners of each year of Eurovision Song Contest. And this year, I went through, but I couldn't find any political events that I haven't covered in the previous episodes. So, there have been some political implications on and off stage. Let's find them out along the way. So, let's talk about the Eurovision 2017 a little bit. It was held in Kiev, Ukraine, following the Ukraine's victory in the Eurovision 2016 with the song 1944 by Jamala. And it took place in the International Exhibition Center in Kiev. And as I remember, it was a really nice stage. The staging was designed quite properly, and it allowed each entry to represent the spirit of their song. So that really adds up to the joy that you receive from watching the contest. So I'm really curious to find out about this year's staging, because England generally does a really good job hosting the Eurovision. BBC does a really good job. So I'm curious to find out. And the winner of Eurovision 2017 is Salvador Sobral, and with his song Amar Pelos Dois. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. It was a wonderful ballad. I really liked it. Amar Pelos Dois. It means to love for the both of us. It was written and produced by Salvador's sister, Luisa Sobral, and they performed it together, I think several times, both at the closing ceremony and the opening ceremony of Eurovision 2018, but I'm not sure. And it was a very simple staging. Salvador used the central piece of the stage, that is located among the viewers, not the one in front of the viewers. So he was merged with the spectators, and they accompanied his emotions throughout the song. It's a really emotional and nice song. I really like it. And so Salvador Sobral won the highest score from both jury vote and the televote, and both in the final and in the semifinal. So he was bound to win. So it was a really strong bid, and everyone was predicting him as the winner. And in the semifinal, in the second it participated in the second semifinal and in the first semifinal, and in the second semifinal, Bulgaria won both the jury votes and the televotes, and they came second in the grand final. So the winners of the first and second semifinal came in first and second. So that was really interesting, and it shows a really high quality for that year. So let's hear Salvador Sobral and the winning song Amar Pelos Duiz. And after that, we will take a short break and I will be back talking about the Eurovision 2017.
Se dia alguém perguntar por mim, diz que vivi para te amar. Antes de ti só existi, cansado e sem nada para dar. Peço que regresses, que me voltes a querer. Eu sei que não se ama sozinho, talvez devagarinho possas voltar a aprender.
You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
Students of UBC, join us. Join the SSN. Join us. A collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club. With us, you can find someone with whom to collaborate, someone with whom to make music. All skill levels welcome. ssn@gmail.com. Reach out. Together, we can make music. Join us.
The NCRA is excited to bring back the podcast school from March 7th to April 13th, twice a week for 6 weeks. We will be hosting online classes that will be recorded and shared with participants. Classes will cover various podcast-related topics such as the basics, what defines a podcast, and how to be a representative. Visit podcast.ncra.ca to register and learn more about the courses and their presenters.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. In this episode, we are covering the Eurovision 2017, and we have just heard the winning song, Amar Pelostois, by Salvador Sobral. So, let me give some facts about the song. It was the only Eurovision competitor who, as I said, opted for the intimate performance on the event's smallest stage, rather than feeling the huge main stage in front of the spectators. And upon accepting the awards, Salvador Sobral used his victory speech to express some of his views about the contemporary music or current state of the music. And he said, "We live in a world of fast food music. This is a victory for music. Music isn't fireworks. Music is feeling." And you could see that he was actually experiencing the song from top to toe with all of his self on the stage. And so he was living up to these words while performing on stage, and which I think was one of the most important factors to bring him the victory. So he elaborated on his decision to use the small stage and a more intimate performance during the post-event press conference, and he said, "People listen to songs because they are thrown at you. You have to like this because we are going to play it 16 times a day and force you to like it." But his song, Amar Pelostois, he says, is music with content, an emotional song with a beautiful lyrical message and harmony, things people are not used to listening to these days. He also criticized heavily the winning song next year, Eurovision 2018, categorizing it in a similar way of, like, as he said, fast food music. He continued during the post-event press conference, "If I can help to bring some change to music, I would be really joyful. And I hope it will encourage people to bring different things and all sorts of music to future editions of this contest." I don't know if this took place. Now that I think about it, the first song that comes to my mind, similar to this one, was, I think, Portugal's 2021 entry, maybe. And it was also praised by Salvador Sobral, actually. He said he liked that song. Other than that, I'm not sure if there was such an emotional performance. I cannot say it on top of my head right now. Anyway, another fact about this song, the Salvador Sobral's victory for Portugal was Portugal's first ever victory in the contest since their debut in 1964, and it ended the longest drought in Eurovision history. No other country went on for 53 years without winning the contest. So, way to go, Portugal. And this Amar Pelostois marked the first time a song sung entirely in a language other than English had won, since Serbian singer Marija Šerifović won with Molitva in 2007. It's also a wonderful song. We will hear it in the episode covering 2007, 10 years after, ten episodes after this one. And yeah, I think that's all for the facts about this song. When it comes to what the song is about, I should have checked that. Anyway, let me move on to the runner-up song, Beautiful Mess by Christian Kostov, the Bulgarian entry. I think it's the best and only successful year for Bulgaria. I remember. Bulgaria was actually projected to win the Eurovision 2020 with Victoria and her song Tears Getting Sober, but the competition was cancelled. Had it been held, I think that would be the most successful entry by Bulgaria, but for now it's Beautiful Mess. The song's name also is Beautiful Mess. They won the second semi-final and came in second in the grand final, and also got the second highest jury votes and televotes. So let's hear Beautiful Mess by Christian Kostov representing Bulgaria now, and I'll be back right after this.
Trying to take us out of line, fear of tomorrow, feelings we borrow for a time. Water so deep, how do we breathe? How do we climb? So we stay in this mess, this beautiful mess tonight. And we don't have a thing to lose, no matter what they say or do. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euronero, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. And we've just heard the runner-up song from Eurovision 2017, Beautiful Mess, by Christian Kostov, representing Bulgaria. I've just went through the record of Bulgaria in the Eurovision Song Contest, and it's pretty interesting. They made their debut in 2005, and in 2005 and 6 they failed to qualify. In 2007, however, they came back with a great performance, actually. They came in fifth with the song Water in Bulgarian, a Bulgarian song. And after that, they failed to qualify for the final until 2006 for, like, quite a lot of years. And they also, like, didn't participate in several of the contests in between, but when they came back in 2016, they came in fourth. And in 2017, the episode, the year that we are talking about in this episode, they came in second. And in 2018 and 21, it didn't go very well for them. They came in, they finished outside of top 10. In 2022, they failed to qualify again. So I think Bulgaria is a country to look out for the Eurovision Song Contest. Although I think they are not participating this year in Eurovision 2023. Let me confirm that. Because they cited the increased participation fees. Yes, Bulgaria is not will not be competing in at the Eurovision 2023 because the participation fee increased due to the absence of Russia. Russia was banned from participating in the contest following the invasion of Ukraine. And in 2017 also, actually, Russia didn't compete because it was the competition was held in Ukraine, and the Ukraine didn't allow the Russian participant to enter the country because she was scheduled to give a concert in the annexed Crimea, I think, if I remember it correctly. But more details about this can be found in our first episode of Euronero. And yeah, going back, Bulgaria will not be competing in Eurovision 2023 because Russia, the sixth biggest financial contributor of the contest, is no longer participating, which is increasing the share of other countries, and this comes with a really heavy burden on the countries with smaller economies. There are several other countries like that, for example Montenegro, who also cited the same reason and will not be returning to the contest this year. Yes. Apart from that, I also remembered one thing that I forgot to mention about Portugal's winning entry and winning artist Salvador Sobral. We also talked about this in our first episode, but let me just remind here. During the competition in 2017, he was wearing a shirt, sweatshirt, that said SOS Refugees. And he was trying to raise awareness about the difficulties asylum seekers were facing on their route to Europe. And however, although many of the majority of the fans have appreciated his stance, the European Broadcasting Union asked Portugal Salvador Sobral to stop wearing the statement jumper, because in their mind it carries a political message, and Eurovision brands itself as a non-political venue, and we know how much true that is. That's what the whole show Euronero is about, right? Anyway, so he stopped wearing the shirt, although disappointed by EBU's request, and he said this is not a political message, although it is a political message. We know, Salvador, it is a political message. It is a humanitarian and essentially human message. You are right, but it is also political, because difficulties of the asylum seekers are caused mainly by the policy of European countries towards the refugees. And for a much more detailed content about this, you can listen to episode 5 of Euro Neuro, covering the Eurovision Song Contest in 2018. So yes, having covered that, let me move on to other songs. But before that, let's take a short break, and we will come back with the songs that I liked from this year's contest, Eurovision 2017.
You want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
On May 27th, Vancouver's Plasteroid returns to the H.R. McMillan Space Center with the second installment of their successful planetarium show, featuring live, chilled-out, ambient music set to a journey through our solar system. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see one of Vancouver's most cosmic bands performing live amongst the stars. The band is offering two seatings for this immersive event at 7 p.m. and 8:45 p.m. Both shows are all ages and seating is limited, so please visit eventbrite.ca and search for An Evening with Plasteroid to reserve your tickets now.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man, feeling bad. That's all that is.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro Neuro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. In this episode, we are talking about Eurovision 2017, and in this part of the show, I will play the songs that I liked. The first one is Hey Mama by Sunstroke Project, representing Moldova. Moldova, as you know, by now probably, is one of my most favorite Eurovision countries, and it is not the first time Sunstroke Project participated. Actually, let me double check. Yeah, I couldn't confirm it right now, but anywho, it was one of the most successful entries of Moldova. I think it's the most successful, though, coming in third in this contest. And Sunstroke Project, one of the previous members, the group's members, Pasha Parfeni, is going to represent Moldova this year as well. So we will see a bit of Sunstroke project in Eurovision 2023. But what made Sunstroke project famous was the epic sax guy, the saxophone player of the group, who was performing like crazy on stage. So let's hear Hey Mama by Sunstroke project.
I see your clue. No, you worry, but didn't mean to be. Hey, hey, you. It's a girl, and maybe she'll sleep at home. But I steal her alone. And I say, Mama, Mama, don't be so down. I'm not that fond boy. Mama, Mama, don't be so down. All it keeps going round and round. Mama, Mama, don't be so mad. If you knew me, you'd be surprised. Mama, Mama, don't be so mad.
She'll be back home till sunrise.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro on Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. And we've just heard the Moldovan entry for Eurovision 2017, Hey Mama by Sunstroke Project. I couldn't remember if Sunstroke Project participated one more time, and yes, they did. I double-checked during the song. They also participated in 2010, along with Olya Tira, with the song Runaway. Let me double check how they performed that year. They performed 22nd. Not so good. Not so good. Not as good as 2017, where they came in third. So, yeah. Sunstroke Project's Pasha Parfeni, one of the old members, is going to participate in Eurovision 2023. Let me just remind that. Moving on. Another song that I really like is called Yodel It. And as you can tell from the name of the song, it's a Yodel song. It's by Ilinka and Alex Floria. They are from Romania. They are representing Romania. And Alex Floria is the rapper of the song. Ilinka is the yodeler of the song. And now thinking about it, it might be the only song ever to took place in Eurovision that included Yodel. Let's see. Yodel in Eurovision, has it ever been the case before? I would expect it from, I don't know. No, yes, it's probably the only song to include Yodel in Eurovision history, and they came in 7th. Not so bad. It's one of the best performances of Romania, although I know they came in 4th in the Eurovision 2010. I can also check whether Romania did any better in the Eurovision. No, I want Romania's history on Eurovision. Yes, their best performance was coming in 3rd, twice, in 2010 and 2005. And their 2010 song was one of the best songs that year, and I think one of 3 songs that deserved to win that year, but none of them did. Germany won that year. There are political reasons in behind that, which we'll talk about in the episode covering that year. But yeah, without further ado, there has been much ado. Let's hear Yodelit by Ilinka and Alex Floria, representing Romania in Eurovision 2017.
Hey, all you out there, wanna sing this out? Yodelit. You glow, you always run away, you always say no to the right things. Don't try to hide the light inside of you. Today might be the day when you make it, baby.
So bring it on, I'm a dreamer. If you don't believe it, come and see me, I will teach you.
If you never try, you'll never be alive. You are gonna miss out on this ride. Confused of doing all this work you really don't want to be doing, but you'll be fine. It's time to feel alive. The start for reaching for the stars and keep on moving.
So bring it on, I'm a dreamer. If you don't believe it, come and see me, I will teach you.
If you never try, you'll never be alive. You are gonna miss out on this ride.
Welcome back, everyone. You are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and you are listening to Euro, the Eurovision Song Contest show of CITR. You just heard the Romanian entry for Eurovision 2017, Yodelit by Ilinka and Alex Floria. And it was written by Alexander Nicula, And it was revealed after the, or during the Eurovision, I don't know. It was revealed that Alexandru had finished the song and originally submitted it for the Swiss band Timbal, the Swiss representative for Eurovision 2017. And it was planned that planned to be the song that represented Finland, Switzerland in the contest, which makes sense, because Switzerland is the homeland of Yodel. However, the track was rejected by the group in favor of their song Apollo, which they performed in Eurovision 2017. And Alexandru submitted Yodel it to the Romanian National Selection Committee, although he, quote-unquote, it had nothing Romanian in it. And also, initially it was recorded with a solo vocal, but Alex Floria, the rapper, was chosen as a featured vocal artist. As Ilinka and the composer of the writer of the song, felt that the initial version was incomplete. So it was one of the most fun songs of the year, actually. And so that's about my second favorite entry from Eurovision 2017. And coming nearing to the final part of the show, I want to play one song that I really felt should have advanced to the finals from the semi-final, but didn't. It is the Irish entry, as I mentioned at the beginning of the episode. The Irish entry, Dying to Try by Brendan Murray, was, I think, one of the best Irish entries in the last decade, maybe? Excluding Jedward songs, of course. Anyways. Was Jedward songs in the last decade that I couldn't remember? They might be earlier. Anywho. But Dying to Try, unfortunately, couldn't make it to the final. And let's see how they performed in the final, the semifinals. Apologies. They, Ireland, with Dying to Try by Brendan Murray, participated in the second semifinal and came in 13th. And only 10 songs advanced, so they failed to make it to the final. Let's see how they did in the jury votes and televotes. And nope, neither of them would carry the Ireland to the final. I felt the need to remind you, this year in Eurovision 2023, in the semifinals, there won't be jury voting, there will only be televoting, which is a good decision forward. I think it should be implemented in the finals as well, especially after what we have observed in last year when the jury votes butchered Moldova and Serbia, my favorite entries from Eurovision 2022. But anyways, yeah, so we will listen to Dying to Try, which is also a really nice ballad, and we will close the show with that. And I hope to be with you in our next episode covering Eurovision 2016 in the third week of May. But there is a slight chance we can be together again before that. I will announce it from the Instagram account of the show, Euroneuro_CITR, which is Euroneuro_CITR. And you can follow our Instagram account and might be an announcement about a special episode. Let's see. But yeah, I'd like to say goodbye with the song, with the Irish entry for Eurovision 2017, Dying to Try by Brendan Murray. And take care and goodbye.
Take a leap of faith with me. If you believe honestly that I am yours and you are mine, I know you're scared and so am I, 'cause I know that love can be so strong and yet so frail.
build a bridge to your heart every day. I'm dying to try.